This is Vic once again with Catholic Opinion. I'd like to welcome all the listeners, those in Auckland, surrounding regions, those overseas, whoever hear the program. Welcome. We're now on the internet. And we're now talking about Vic's opinion of the teachings of the Catholic Church and of his opinion of the Bible, which I read all the time. So I have some knowledge, not perfect knowledge. So forgive me where I'm wrong. But nevertheless, I pray for you. Because today I'm talking about we must pray without ceasing. And I pray for all my family, all my friends, the listeners of this program, that God helps you, God inspires you, God brings you to the truth. So that's the subject matter for today, and we offer the program for all those people who suffer, that God in his mercy will look upon them. So many people suffer, old people, I'm getting old myself, and I see many of my friends, visit many friends in hospital, and many people in hospital, and that's what you should do too, listeners, because our Lord says that you get to heaven by being charitable and helping those people who suffer a lot, feeding the hungry and thirsty, those in jails, those in hospitals. And you do a very great work, listeners, if you visit people in hospital. Two or three of the people I visit, they are paralyzed, listeners. They appreciate so much the fact that you come and see them. One or two I take some cigarettes to occasionally, and I am their very good friends, and you can understand that. So, listeners, we now start with the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of Jesus Christ to his own Father. Now, listeners, how can you pray without ceasing? Jesus Christ said, pray without ceasing. It sounds very, very much like an impossibility. And Jesus Christ also said, to make it more complicated, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. How can we be perfect like God himself? But Jesus Christ, who is God, says these are the things that you do, that you must pray without ceasing. It seems to be impossible, but it must be okay if Jesus Christ said it. We have short concentration spans, listeners. Especially the older you get, the shorter your span gets, if you still have one. Yet, there's no ceasing where you're supposed to pray. Where possible, our mind must be fixed on God. Just everything we have is from God. Therefore, everything should pass back through him. He's the source of our life. Everything comes from him. Therefore, everyone has an obligation in charity to serve God. Can you see that, listeners? I often think of the word, one word, ACTS, which covers, in brief, our obligation to God. The Jews did this in their sacrifices in the Old Testament, and their blood sacrifice and the slaying of the animals. That is how they adored God. That is how they showed contrition for their sins, that they were sorrow for their sins to God and would try better. And they thank him for everything he's done for them. And supplication, the lovely one, where you ask for the things you need. And we have the same obligations to God, Acts. We must adore him, be sorry for our sins, thank him for his great goodness to us, and supplicate and ask him for all the things that we need. What a privilege to ask God. Ask God for good health, the good health of my family. Ask God for a better income because we're struggling. All the things we ask him for. So the purpose of the old Jewish temple in the old days was to worship God, and to worship God in this way of the adoring and the contrition and thanks and supplication. Just like the Roman Catholic Mass is the same. The Mass does these things for us. It perfectly worships God and fills all our obligations through the priest, this blood sacrifice to God of Jesus Christ, the infinite God. And therefore, the more sensitive you are to God's goodness, the more you want to put him first in all things, to honour and serve him and to obey him in all things. And we think, listeners, we think of the angels who are masters and teach us that there are 9 choirs of angels, and there are billions of angels in each choir. And power comes from the top, angels. And the top angels, the top billions, the cherubim and seraphim, are ever in front of the face of God, worshipping him, always with him, worshipping and praying him. And that all the strength of all the angels, how the universe is held in place, and the sun and the moon keep their light, and do not race and crush us and kill us. The angels do all this, listeners, and it comes from the power of the top 2 choirs of angels. Yes, so that's so wonderful with the angels. They pray without ceasing, listeners. Our job is to pray without ceasing. Put it into your minds, listeners, and think. And the main prayers that we use in the Catholic Church is the Mass and the Rosary, and we wear the scapula of Our Lady, her garment around our neck, the brown cloth. But the special one with the praying without ceasing is the Rosary, where we try and keep our minds forever on God. The Rosary is quite a difficult prayer, listeners, because it seems to be in 2 parts. I pray it all day long. And the moment I wake up early in the morning, I start praying the Rosary till late at night. I'm praying to God because it's all the truths of the Catholic Church, how God became man and how he died for us and how he loves us. And so these thoughts, we combine them with the prayers, the famous prayers of the Rosary. And Our Lady gave the Rosary to St. Dominic 800 years ago, when there was a great heresy going sweeping through Europe, especially southern Europe, and so many millions of people were leaving the Catholic faith and going into the Albigensian heresy. And it was a sick heresy, listeners. It liked killing children, for example. And I liked abortion. So abortion is very good. Committing suicide is very good. Marriage is no good. Don't get married and live with each other. Sounds a bit like today, listeners, but nevertheless, that's what the heresy was. And not only this, they killed people who weren't of their heresy, so they were pretty tough men. So the Church had to get up and fight them. And Our Lady, so Saint Dominic, he went to this part of southern France and southern Spain and Carcassonne, and he just went there carrying his Bible and saying the prayer of the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be to the Father, and reading scriptures from the Bible and the life of Christ. And Our Lady appeared to St. Dominic. She says, this is good. What you're doing is good. I will bless you, and I'll put them into the Psalms, 150 Psalms, which the monks and monasteries say. I'll give you 150 Hail Marys to pray. And so that's what happened. So St. Dominic went to these heretics and just preached to them and prayed with them. And it worked, listeners. Thousands and thousands of them came back to the Church that they used to know, and they learned to love again. And so I'll read you the 15 promises. Listen carefully, listeners, for what the promises of the Rosary are. See if you like it. These 800 years ago, listeners. The first one is, whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the Rosary, shall receive signal graces from God. 2, I promise my special protection and greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. 3, the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. 4, it will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. 5, the rosary, which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary, shall all those who recite the rosary shall not perish if they say it. 6, whoever shall recite the rosary devoutly, applying himself to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. It's lovely that he'll never be conquered by misfortune. God will not chastise him in his justice, and he shall not perish by an unprovided death. If he be just, he shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. 7, whoever shall have a true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. 8, those who are faithful to recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. And at the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. 9, I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted in saying the rosary. 10, the faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. 11, you shall all ask of me, by the recitation of the rosary shall be given to you. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. 13, I have attained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercession the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of their death. 14, all who recite the Rosary are my sons and brothers of my only Son, Jesus Christ. 15, devotion to my Rosary is a great sign of predestination. It looks like, listen, that if you say the Rosary, which is a constant meditation of the life and death of Jesus Christ and his love for us, it looks like that is the best and easiest way to get to heaven. Because in the Rosary, the main part of the Rosary is not a good prayer, listeners, to listen to. If you do not know it and you hear a group of people saying it, it often doesn't appeal to you. The main reason that, listeners, is that the person saying the Rosary, he is trying to concentrate on his thoughts. His thoughts are the main part and the words are secondary. And you try and blend them, but there's the glory in the words. If you read them, listeners, and see what they are, the Our Father, the angelic prayer by which God, it was announced that God himself was going to become man. The greatest moment in the history of the world, God was going to become man. After 4,000 years of human life, God became a man. He had to have a mother human, and he asked Mary the Virgin, would you be the mother of God? And how God asked this, he sent the angel Gabriel to the Virgin in Nazareth and said to her, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. So the words of God announcing the coming of the Messiah. And that's what we say over and over again in this prayer. We say it 10 times in every mystery while we meditate on the mystery from God's life and Jesus Christ's life. So it's two parts, listeners. The meditation of the life of Christ, in which Mary was greatly involved because she was his mother and she was at his death. She was there and when he became man and gave permission for him to become man. And there in the glory of heaven, in the life to come when we shall all be together, those who want to be with God. Listeners, do you want to be with God forever? I do. Yes, I do. I want to be happy for all eternity, listeners. I want to be happy now. I want to be happy then. And I am happy now. And I hope to be happy then. I love God. I try and serve him, listeners. And the prayers of the rosary, we start with the name of the cross, the sign of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost, Amen. And also we recite, usually, the Apostles' Creed, what a Christian believes. These are the words, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, served under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, buried. He descended in the land of death, hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and life everlasting. Amen. And then we start off with the Our Father, saying one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys of the meditation, and the glory to be to God. So we have 15 meditations in this rosary a year. And some people, they try and say 5 the meditations a day. Some people say 10. Some people say the whole 15 meditations. And that is the 150 Hail Marys, which is the same as the 150 Psalms that the monasteries and the convents said. The educated people, they said they read every day all the Psalms. But many people, most people in the world, were not educated. So this was the Psalms of the poor people. Meditating. My mother, a lot of, you know, grandpa and great grandpas, and they never could read or write, listeners, but they were very religious. They knew the life of Jesus and the life of Mary very, very well. And my mother was the same. She wasn't greatly educated, but she knew the rosary. She knew the life of Jesus, and she taught us the life of Jesus. And we meditated on the rosary. My mother, she used to say rosary when we were little, wee tiny children. She used to say it in a different language. She used to say the first part in Croatian. And my brother and I, we would answer in English. Quite amazingly, in her old age, when she was 93, and she could no longer talk, I used to say the rosary for her in English, and she would try and answer in Croatian. For the last 4 months of her life, she could not speak. She lost her power of talk, except, listeners, that she said the rosary. When I said the rosary in those last 4 months of her life, she would answer, and the nurses would be amazed that here, she, who could not talk, would answer the rosary. She could still pray to God right through up until her death, listeners. And so we used to say the Our Father, starting, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And then we say 10 Hail Marys, listeners, while our mind is meditating on the mystery, perhaps the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, and the snow, and the king's coming, and the shepherds coming, and the angels there coming and praying and giving glory to God. And the 10 the meditations on the Hail Mary, which are Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Listen, I must have said that prayer a million times in my life, much more than a million, and constantly begging God to pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Did you know, listeners, the greatest moment of your life is the moment of your death? Because that's when you go back to God. That's when you're judged by God for all your life, what you've done, your good and your bad. So, that million times have I prayed for God and for the Mother of God to look after me in that great moment, the moment of my death. Obviously, when my wife died, listeners, many times we had prayed the rosary together. That was the greatest moment of her life, possibly the saddest in my life, but full of glory, listeners, because that's the moment she died and faced God. Then after the 10 Hail Marys, we say the glory be to the Father. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. So then, and after that, Our Lady at Fatima in 1917 gave us a little antiphon to say after every tick of the rosary. And listen to these words carefully. They are very beautiful, listeners. What the words that Our Lady gave us to say and added to the rosary 800 years after she gave us the first part, this little part, she said, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy. We're praying, listeners, there for everybody, for sinners, that they get to heaven. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy. business. It just shows you it doesn't talk about money, the great importance of money, the great importance of health. It talks about the great importance of salvation, of being with Jesus for all eternity, for being happy, save us from the fires of hell, not in pain for all eternity, listeners, but with God, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who must need thy mercy. So listen, I pray for you. I pray that you do not go to hell, that you are led to heaven, especially if you need God's mercy, and everybody needs God's mercy. I need God's mercy. So listeners, what we're talking about today is how you must pray without ceasing that Jesus said. And it looks like he was talking about the rosary that came 1,200 years after his death. It has been said by the many millions and billions for the last 1,200 years. And then we see, in the rosary from 800 years ago, of the Saint Dominic received. It defeated the Albigensian heresy, and it's 15 promises which we read, which are so lovely. Most listeners, we say the rosary alone. Most days I say the rosary alone, but whether I'm in a car or with friends, Catholics, we say it together. So there might be three of us or five of us. There might be 10 of us, and sometimes 100, sometimes 1,000 in the churches, listeners. Sometimes there's a million together. Sometimes there's been 6 million people, sometimes in the Philippines, listeners, saying the rosary together in huge parks. Because that's how we all talk together. We're brought into one, and we're praying for everybody, you and me. Us Catholics pray for everybody. Because, listeners, your salvation is in my hands, and my salvation is in your hands. I get to heaven by getting you to heaven. What a great charity, and what brilliant logic. Vic, you get to heaven if you save other people. Helen, you get to heaven if you save other people. Everybody, you get to heaven by saving other people. That is fearlessness. I'm not always asking for myself, give me, give me, give me. No, I'm praying, give us our Father who art in heaven. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trips against us. So in the world, listeners, every day, 20,000 million times the Hail Mary is said. Because 200 million Catholics would probably say the rosary every day. And they're saying 10 decades, and that in each 10 decade, there's 10 Hail Marys. So that builds up to 20,000 million every day. What a lovely positive. There's many things wrong in the world, but listeners, there are many wonderful things. Many people have turned to God and try and serve God. Satan doesn't want you to know that. He wants to always depress you and say things are bad. The world, the life, the world's coming. Things are bad. Oh, you're in big trouble, mate. No, listeners. Satan is in big trouble. His end is approaching. It looks like we're approaching the last days, and many people are serving God and worshipping him. Lot are not, but Lot are. And we think about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, if 10 people could be found, the whole cities in the area would be saved. A few people, listeners, can save all. So we must be holy. I must be holy. You must be holy, listeners. And so that's how it goes with all these mysteries. And we think in the mysteries, 15 meditations, what we call the joyful mysteries, full of joy, because God, as promised, has become a man. We have the Annunciation, we have his birth in Bethlehem. And then we think of the sorrow, the five sorrowful mysteries, listeners, how in the garden, and how he was scourged and crowned with thorns, carried his cross falling constantly, blood everywhere, and his great death on the cross, listeners, and giving the word, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's the beauty of the rosary, what Jesus said, listeners, Father, forgive them. He's dying. He's nailed to a cross. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do, even killing me, the God-man. And in the last five meditations, we think of the glory of heaven, the resurrection, how Jesus rose. We think of his ascension, how after 40 days rising from the dead, he went into heaven in his church. And he gives us his last will when he said, all powers are mine on heaven and earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, and teach them all the things I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you all days, all unto the end of the world. Yeah, so the beautiful words in that second glorious of his last will and testament, and also the coming down on the apostles and on Our Lady at Pentecost, the birthday of the church, when the church was formed, and 5,000 people became a Catholic that day. They were baptized by the apostles, listeners, because the Holy Ghost came, and they're still in the church, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, and how he came, and how we must put this assumption of Our Lady into heaven, and how Our Lady is crowned Queen of Heaven. Us who go to heaven, listeners, the final day, we shall be there at the crowning when Jesus Christ and the Father crown the Blessed Virgin Mary and give her the great dignity of being the Mother of God. Just a creature, but elevated by God because she loved God and served Him so faithfully. And it shows the love of God for us. So what a privilege it is, a hidden privilege, to complicate God always. For He told us we must. You must pray without ceasing. So that's what we try and do, listeners. And the rosary, it does that for us. So that is the great way. And also the Mass, where the priest has been given the power. Only God has the power of forgiving sin. He gave to the priests. And God gave this amazing power of turning bread and wine to His own body and blood of Jesus Christ. So it'd be with us always, every day. And the bread, the host, once it's consecrated, it is put into the tabernacle of every Catholic church, so that God Himself, Jesus Christ, is in every Catholic church in the world, where the light, the sanctuary light, is, that means that Jesus Christ is in the tabernacle. God is there. God's with us. God loves to be with the children of men. He loves us, listeners. Go into Catholic Church. It's something different there. Jesus Christ Himself in there. And we, through faith, we know this. And even people without faith can often sense it, that God Himself is there with us. And that's the best place to pray, like the angels of the heaven, like the two great choirs, and the cherubim and the seraphim, in front of the face of God, eternally praying, bringing graces and getting us to heaven. Many are interested in us and getting to heaven. Satan and his baddies, he wants to get us to hell. But many more are trying to get us to heaven, listeners. So I think that far more will get to heaven than go to hell. Hopefully nobody goes to hell. That's what I pray for, listeners. But we must get people to heaven. So, listeners, that is the story, that you must pray without ceasing. And you must love God. And because you love God, you've got an obligation to serve Him. And He tells us the two great things, the two great logics. You must love God with your whole mind and your whole soul and your whole strength. And listeners, because you love God, you must love your neighbor. Who is my neighbor? Everybody is my neighbor. So we must love everybody, even if they're baddies, listeners. We must pray for them and try and get them to heaven. Because sometimes we have been bad, and somebody's prayed for us and got us back in the way of God. So pray and love. We think of the Good Samaritan and the smart aleck solicitor. That's all some of them, smart alecks. He asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? When Jesus told him he must love God and must love his neighbor. And Jesus told him about the man who came from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell amongst robbers and left naked. And a priest walked past, and he was bleeding and lying on the rocks. And walked past him, and a Levite, but a Samaritan, one of the ones nobody liked, he came and he clothed him and poured him in oil and water and took him to a hospital and had him cured and paid the price for him. And Jesus said to the lawyer, which one is his neighbor? And the lawyer says, yeah, the one that helped him. And Jesus said, go and you do likewise. That's what he says to us. Go and do likewise. You must love your neighbor. You must help him. And so that is the story, listeners, of our love for God. The music has stopped, listeners, so I must go. Good afternoon, and God bless you. And I hope to speak to you next week. Good afternoon. This is Vic.